This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Never ever seen someone get a rock star reception like you just had. Is that something you get used to?
It's something that you never get used to, and you always. I can't speak for others, but I always felt was maybe there, you know.
In you want to say.
Yeah, I feel like somewhere deep down, I always felt there was some sort of version of this in my destiny. It didn't manifest the way I thought. I didn't know the internet was going to happen. I didn't know it would happen in this. I thought it would be more on a pedestal for my business accomplishments. You could only see how the Bill Gateses and the Rockefellers and the, you know, it wasn't this cool. You know, business people are cool. Entrepreneurs are cool now. So it's taken a little bit more young fandom than I anticipated. But deep down, I always felt like I was gifted something that over the course of my life it would manifest. I knew that I knew people liked me because I liked them more. That has really played out for me.
And was it always an idea to do that in business? Or
yes, since I was 13, I knew I was going to be a business. Even before that, but yes, I always knew I was a businessman.
Hawking the baseball cards and
lemonade, yeah. Like my whole life, I did nothing else. Not school, not theater, not music, not. I was interested in nothing but being a businessman. Purebred, you know, like purebred, mm-hmm. Like a pure, purebred entrepreneur. But I also was the same kid that was really nice to the most disliked nerd kid in my school and the most popular. I always got along with everybody, and I think that's playing out in social media. A lot of different types of people can appreciate my message, my attitude. Mm-hmm.
If I can go
back
to the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, Wine Library TV,
yes.
Now it seems like a genius move.
Yes.
So I can imagine that back in the day it was...
The stupidest thing, YouTube was only less than a year old. Why was I wasting my time on it? Mm-hmm. I was building the business. Why am I spending an hour making a show and then 4, 5, 10, 11 hours interacting with people in the comments? I'm supposed to be running a business. I just built this big business. What are you doing? It wasn't that I knew how everything would play out, but I knew that it was right. I knew that people were gonna pay attention. I knew that the attention would go there. And I didn't know that I would be such a showman. I didn't know I could do this. But when I realized I could, very quickly, I said, okay, this is really interesting. You know, being funny in class is one thing. Being able to do it on a world stage and on camera is another thing. But it happened, and I'm like, okay, you know, I don't have any entertainers or those kind of people in my family, so it never crossed my mind. But when I realized I had a little something, and then I became addicting. You know, it builds on itself. You know, that feeling builds, makes me want to try harder to have more of that feeling, and it becomes a hamster wheel.
Mm-hmm. You had a lot of love for what you did with Wine Library TV, but you also had your fair amount of hate. How do you explain that?
It's something meaning like what people...
Yeah, that people like look down upon, when you said you were dumbing down
yes.
on the wine.
Yeah, that's very true. The wine industry did not like it at first. When you're a pioneer, you have to be willing to take a lot of heat. Mm-hmm. You know, the people that invent the future are the ones who have the self-confidence and the humility and the ego and the intestinal fortitude to deal with the pushback of the market.
It's something that has manifested throughout your career, I think I can say. In Belgium we have a saying, I don't know if it's in English, the high trees catch the most wind. Is that what has been seen?
I love it.
Is that maybe what we see?
And that will be until I die.
Yeah.
I will always innovate. I have too much confidence to worry about what other people think. Mm-hmm. All the upside is being a pioneer. I want to be the highest tree with the heaviest wind.
Is it maybe also fair to say that you move around in a sector that has too much bullshit?
I think everything has bullshit. I feel like the sectors that I just happened to jump into were the sectors I jumped into. Mm-hmm. But finance, healthcare, education, politics, the auto industry, I mean, they all have it. Mm-hmm. Because humans manifest bullshit. Humans create bullshit and politics to protect their short-term interest.
Mm-hmm. But how do you, as a client, separate the wheat from the chaff?
You try, you know, and sometimes
you swing and miss.
You swing and miss, and sometimes you hit 3 home runs. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. I think that's the talent of a client. I surely don't struggle with it when I'm a client. Use intuition. You're not, like I told him, you're not scared to fire if you pick the wrong thing. You just move.
My question is, when you are setting up a startup, This is a pricing question. Would you go strictly trying to compete? Would you, how do you get that, you know, startup number if you're offering services or a product? Just go trying to be cheaper for with the competition. If you have a better product, how what's your thought on that?
Yes. Do you understand?
Yeah, completely. I got it.
All of it. All of it, my friend. Like, everybody always asks me, Gary, I'm just starting out and I've got nothing and no business. Should I this and should I that, or should I do this? And the answer is yes, my man. If you are building a business that you want to build and you want to support your life and family and have all the riches that entrepreneurship requires, well, then you need to spend 18 hours a day. Is it a good idea to have a better product? Yes. Is it a good idea to have a service at a lower price than your competitors to give the person that is actually financially conscious the ability to go with you? Yes. Is it better for you to cold call 97 people versus 6? Yes. Is it better for you to produce great content that reaches people through virality that is better than your competition so they know about your service? Yes. Is it better to hit up your grandfather because he's friends with this guy who's got a business in the space that you're trying to reach? Yes. Is it better to put your phone number on Instagram Live to get on the Ask Gary Vee show to get an answer? Yes.
Everything goes. It's just like in lobby war, everything goes.
Let me give you a really good piece of advice, and we're going to end it on this. Never say no for the other guy. It's the best thing I ever told AJ. Don't make a decision for the other side of the table of why they're gonna say no. Just do everything and then let them say yes to the thing that they like.
That's the answer I was looking for. Thank you so much.
And by the way, my friend, when you pitch people, mix it up. Sometimes come in with a lower price. Sometimes come in with bravado. Sometimes come in with humility. When you actually try to get to 97 people and you get 17 mm-hmm. meetings, you actually get the chance to try 17 different moves. If you're like 99% of people and overthink everything and have one meeting a month and one at bat, you don't get the chances to try the different shit that might actually unlock what the real answer was.
So you chop that strategy all the time to get just better results and stay with that.
In life, if you have 97 chances and 11 people say yes, that's the game. Everybody's trying to play a game of I'm gonna get three chances and get three people to say yes, and then three people say no and they cripple like a bunch of bitches.
Yeah.
Got it?
Is that competition something that drives you as well?
The most. It's the part that, you know, being so competitive, unfortunately, is my gift and my curse. It's my gift because it's helped me so much. It's my curse because it's the North Star that manifests the ego and the bravado that for some people is a turnoff. Mm-hmm. But I know that I'm coming from the good place. I want to beat these two guys, but I don't want them to fail. I want to
just want to be better.
I just want to be better. And I think a lot of people want people to fail, and they're not very good. And by killing everybody else, if they're the only ones left, well, you've got me. To me, I want everybody to play. I just want to rise above everyone.
Mm-hmm. In your speech or in the Q&A section, you talk a bit about your investments. You said that, if you are involved from the beginning and you're involved organically and you build the business yourself.
If I'm the operator,
you're,
it's a home run.
Yeah, but you also have quite the track record in investing in something that you don't have.
What I refer to as the middle. So when I'm the operator, it's a home run. When I've invested and have nothing to do with the business, I've done extremely well. Home runs, mm-hmm. Facebook, Twitter. It's the middle. When it's kind of my business and I'm kind of supposed to be involved, but I'm not the decision maker, that was funky for me in 2009 to 13. Now I've done it better. I had a company called Brave Consulting Firm. They just sold to Turner. Win. I was involved that way. I've got a company called Resy, a restaurant open table competitor. It's doing extremely well. I learned a lot.
And I'm failing.
And made promises up front that were different, used my time and my strategies more effectively. I've learned from failing.